Blog Talk Radio.
Rather be.
To God be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to our radio broadcast, the Breakthrough Broadcast, which is coming live from the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God gets all of the glory, where he gets all of the honor, and where God gets all of the praise. The word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. And the name of Jesus is a name that should continually be exalted. His name should forever be lifted up. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue will confess. We would like you to know that you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. And yes, the word of God is for you today. And yes, you still have time to call a friend, call a neighbor, and tell them that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. We're going to be talking about today Deborah's leadership motto. Deborah's leadership motto. And our study text is going to come from Judges, the fourth chapter, beginning at that fourth verse through Judges, the fifth chapter, through that 31st verse. Our central truth today is the characteristics of a strong leadership include wisdom, submission, and humility. And I thank God because God is a God of truth. He is a God of wisdom. He's a God of submission. And he is a God of that will cause us to have humility on the inside. Before I go any further, I would like to introduce to you the panel of the Breakthrough Broadcast. They are Miss Helen Cooper, Pastor Monica Bryant, Pastor Francina Shanks, and Evangelist Geraldine Spencer. I am your host, yours truly, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And we want you to get ready to be blessed of the Lord. Our key verse today is coming from Judges, the fifth chapter, and that 12th verse. And it says, then sang Deborah and Barak, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves. We have so much to give God praise for. We have so much to give God honor and glory for. And when just an introduction to our study today and our panel discussion today will be, we're talking about a prophetess whose name was Deborah. And through the weeks, we've been talking about the women of God that God has used in such a time as this and at a time in the era that they live. But yet they are still examples. They are examples to us today. And again, let me read that central truth to you today to let you know again, because it's something that we need to think about. The characteristics of a strong leadership include wisdom. We have to have wisdom, submission, and humility. And this woman of God represented all of the above. And it let us know that as we get ready to go into the subject, into the discussion today, we're going to find out and see the wisdom of God. But that wisdom is when you have that discernment, when you have that insight, when God has given you that a special knowledge. when a man like wisdom, he needs to ask God. And then you're going to see submission. You're going to see submission when you're going to recognize submission to be that submission of attitude. You know, this is required of a good leader. And so also for submission, we're looking at that person, what? Their conduct. And also, last of all, we're looking at humility, and that is when a person have humbled themselves before the Most High God. The Word of God say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive the sin, and I will heal the land. We're talking about a woman of God that represented God. And when we look at this today, when we look at the Old Testament and see the woman of God and see what God did, how God used this woman of God, somebody say that a woman cannot be used. Somebody say that a woman needs to be silent. But God has shown us throughout of the Word of God, how he used a woman to stand in the gap, how he used a woman to have that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that woman that also to take the lead. And during this time before Israel, before Saul had became king, there was judges, and God had judges in the place of a king. And when we find that in this particular area, we find how, remember how the people, they didn't just want judges, they want a king and somebody that could rule over them. And that's when God allowed Samuel to anoint Saul to be king at during that time. But we, even during that time, the judges was in, during that time, that period of time, there was indifference, and the people were in sin, and Israel repeatedly in pagan worship, pagan gods, and because of that, because they served the pagan God, they came through hard times. You know, that is what happens when we don't obey God. And God allowed Israel for a period of time to go through oppression from the enemy. But when they began, when they had gone through for a certain length of time, they decided that they're going to turn back to God. And God raised up this woman of God to be, to have delivered, to come to the forefront. And this is what takes us into the next era, the next part of our discussion today. It's just an introduction before. But here we're going to be talking about wise and available. Remember, our topic is Deborah Leadership Model. Yes, she was a model. But yes, we're getting ready to talk about wise and available. And we're getting ready to, which is coming from Judges, the fourth chapter, the fourth through the seventh verse. And we'd like to take this time to welcome to our broadcast Miss Helen Hooper, that's going to take us into our discussion today. God bless you. Welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast, Miss Helen Hooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and hello to our, God bless our panel today and all our listeners. Welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast. And as Dr. McCoy said, I am going to be coming from Judges, fourth chapter. It's going to be from the fourth through the seventh verse. And it says, and Deborah the prophetess, the wife of Rapunzel, she judged Israel at the time, and she dwelt under a palm tree of them between Ram and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment, and she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinadab, out of Kadesh Naphtali. And she said to him, hath not the Lord of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Zephari and the children of Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee the river Kishon. Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitudes, and I will deliver him unto thine hand. And here we see Deborah, a woman of God. The Bible says she was a prophetess. And in those days, we see, if we go back in Judges before chapter 4, we see God delivered Israel time and time and time again. When their voice came up before him, when they cried out, even though they went, they kept going back to their old ways, back to their gods that they praised. Each time God brought them out, they went right back into doing whatever it is that they were doing. So it tells us right there, God is so faithful. He is full of grace. And he loves his people. Israel was not doing well in the sight of God again. And he was going, here he's setting up Deborah the prophetess to go in once again and be that deliverer for his people. They said his people cried out, Israel cried out before him again. But they were doing wrong. They were going back to their old ways. But God is full of grace and he's full of mercy. And we women, men and women of God should know that. We know this because he kept delivering them time after time. God is all-knowing. He's all-seeing. So he knew that they were going to go back time and time again. He knew this. But still in all, he was going to deliver his people again. The Bible says they cried out, and he heard their cries. And him being our Father, him being the God of all, it moved him. So he wanted to deliver them again. Here we see Deborah coming on the scene. And as you see, if you read before this chapter, this is the first woman that God put in this position. This day and time, if Deborah was in this day and time, she would be head of this army. Because we see where we read here, she sent a message to Barak and said, did not God tell you to go and do this thing? And he told her, and as we read on a little bit, we're gonna see what he tells her. You know, I'll go. I know that, but I'll go if you go. And this day and time, she would have been like a commander of an army. That is just like sending me or each woman of the panel over into Iraq or into the Middle East and say, okay, God, I put this woman here. I'm going to command this whole army. I'm going to be the commander of 10,000 or more men. That's what Deborah was doing as God put her in this place. It says she was the judge of Israel at that time. So Deborah was a prophetess from God, like Dr. McCoy introduced her when we came on. She had wisdom. She had character. She was humble. She heard God. She had wisdom to know God was speaking to her. She moved how God told her to move. She did what God told her to do. She sent for this man and said, did not God tell you to do this thing? And he came back with, well, I will go if you go. And of course, you know, she's God's woman. She hears him. She's full of wisdom. You know, she's full of knowledge. She hears the voice of God. And of course, she was going to do what God told her to do. But we see Deborah here again, God raising up a deliverer for his people. She puts this plan into action. She does exactly what God tells her to do. Send her a message and say, you know, I told you to go and do this thing, and I'm going to deliver, you know, them into your hand. I'm going to deliver the hand into your hand. I'm going to set Israel back where it's supposed to be. I'm going to deliver these people, my people, one more time. I'm going to do this because I heard their cries. We see Deborah here setting that up to go in, if you would, to battle, but to take back Israel, to set Israel how God would have them to be, to deliver them, to give them some peace, to give them some rest. Even though they had not did the right thing by him, he was still their God, and he was going to do the right thing by them. He was going to give them peace again. So he puts Deborah in that place to bring that to pass. We see that she goes and she tells him, didn't that God tell you to do this thing? Like, get up and do this. God told you to go in 10,000 men. Can you think of yourself, ladies on the panel, women listeners out there, can you think of yourself going to Iraq and say, okay, you know, telling the commander of the army, God said that you need to do this thing. You need to get up and you need to go. And him telling you, well, I'll go if you go. You're the commander of this army. God put, I'm coming here, I'm telling you what God said. So this is what Deborah is really doing. She is really commanding this army because he is actually following her. Because she told him what God said, and he said, okay, yes, I'll do this, but you have to go with me. And as we read on a little bit, one of the other panelists, I'm sure we'll get into this, where she told him, okay, I will go, But since he didn't do what God told him to do, exactly what God told him to do, something else was going to happen. He wasn't going to get the credit for it. But we see God moving on Deborah in such a way, and she getting up going to do exactly what God told her. And she is a strong woman of God. She has character. She has character. I know she has character and wisdom. She has character because he told her, Barak told her, if you go, I will go, meaning I'll follow you. I know God talks to you. I know he speaks to you. I know you are a woman of God. If he told you, I believe it, and I'm going to follow you, but I want you to go with me. So I know he respects her as a leader. He respects her wisdom. He respects her character. He respects that she has, she probably, Deborah had, I'm pretty sure she had a reputation of being the woman of God, of being the prophetess of God, of having wisdom, because she was judging Israel at the time. So he knew this, and he was going to follow her. God had this all planned out. Just to save his people, give his people rest again. He was going to deliver Israel again. Like I said, they did what they wanted to do. Each time he delivered them, they went back into their mess. They went back to their idol gods. They went back to doing what they wanted to do. But then, just like God, he was going to deliver me out of my stuff, deliver you out of your stuff. He was going to come to our rescue. Even though we mess up sometimes, he's always right there to get us out of whatever we're into. And we see Deborah here going forth in God like God wants all his strong women to do. God wants his prophetess to do. He wants his women of God, his leaders, and him to move like he says move, to do what he says to do. He's anointed us to do what we need to do. He's anointed some of us to preach. He's anointed us to prophesy. He's anointed us to do numerous things. He has applied things to our hands. And being women of God, we must do what God tells us to do. And I find out being, even from a little girl, going to church, being a little girl, I've seen women move in such a way in God that it was, it just, to this day, it just blows my mind when we used to go to church, even to house to, for prayer, different houses for prayer, prayer meetings, how my mother and my aunt and all their friends, and I still remember them when I go home, I still see these women of God. They're older, they're on up in years, but they're still, God is still moving and still using them. I can see their anointing just it's just out of this world. But I saw them growing up, how they moved and how these were leaders. And this formed my, this helped form my life and my foundation. My auntie, how she is, I saw her from being Missionary Hayward all the way up now to Elder Hayward and just go on in God. My mother, you know, everybody there, these are women of God that I remember, just like Deborah. These are strong women. They moved how God would tell them to move. They were so anointed, and they did not hesitate to go. This is where we see Deborah right here. We see her gearing up to take all these men, 10,000 men, into battle because God told her, go and do this. She did exactly what God would have her to do. She went and told Barak, did not God tell you to move? You need to move. And he was going to follow her because he trusted her to know that she was God's woman. She was full of his anointing. She was full of boldness. She was a leader, and he knew that. He also knew she was a woman of God, and he knew that God spoke to her. He knew that she was wise. He knew that she was listening to God, and he knew that what was ever coming out of her mouth, whatever she told him, that it was coming straight from the throne of God. So he moved on it. And that's what we're here today. We're here to see. We're seeing that Deborah, woman of God, woman of wisdom, woman of character and humility, she heard God. She did what he said. Wise woman. She had character. God knows when he can use someone. When you're wise, when you have character, when you're humble, God can use you to do anything. He can use you to move mountains beyond anybody's belief. And we see here that Deborah was doing this. This was the army, like I said, in modern day times, she would have went to Iraq and said, who's ever seen a woman stand up in the middle of her and say, no, God said for you to go. I command thousands of men, but I'm going to go to the commander and say, God said for you to go up, and he's going to deliver the Iraqis into your hand. That's just like me going over there, standing in front of him, saying, God said to go up and take your men, and he's going to deliver them into your hands. That's what she would be. That is unheard of for a woman. We've never seen it in modern-day time, and we might see it, but we've never seen it in modern-day time, but this is what Deborah was doing. If we can picture it in our mind, I'm just trying to set up a picture for you. This is what she was doing. 10,000 men were going to follow her into battle, but she did it because God said it, and he knew that. Barak knew that, and he was going to follow her. So we see Deborah, woman of God, woman of wisdom, woman of character, woman of humility lead God's men into battle. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Oh, how awesome. Thank the Lord for that revelation and how the Lord unfolded that for us, wise and available. And I couldn't help but just listen. And I thank God because of the fact that Deborah was a woman. She was a courageous woman. She was a woman of character. And oh, the word tells us that, how wise this woman was. And I thank God because she was not just wise, but how many people are available. Our topic is a wise and available. Sometimes we don't make ourselves available for God to use, but yet this woman, she was available. Sometimes people are available, but yet they don't meet the standard. But yet this woman, she met the standard. When I look at her, yes, she was a woman, but God seen the heart. God see the leadership in her. He see that she didn't walk in fear. She didn't walk in doubt. She didn't walk in unbelief, but she walked upon the word of God. And here we see how God is using women, black and white, red, yellow, using to do the stand up for him, to stand in that rightful place in him. And on last week, we talk about Abigail. We say how Abigail had moved and how she was able to save lives because they was getting ready to go strong. And here we see this week how God used the woman Deborah. She was a prophetess. She could hear from God. Sometimes we can hear from God, but yet we are not obedient to God. But this woman of God, she was obedient. And as God spoke to her, she went and told Barak what God had said, and he had gone and decided that he was going to do what God said. Yes, there was fear. Yes, he wasn't going to go unless she had gone. But that even let you know the trust. And not only that, he seen the light inside of her. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that others would see your good work and to glorify the Father in heaven. It tells us that she wasn't a liar, because if she was a liar, he would not have believed her. If she wasn't trustworthy, if she didn't have confidence in the Almighty God and in herself, she would not been able to do what was done. And even as Ms. Hoover was talking about being holding up that standard, being able to go even to Iraq, either the other places that the women in leadership, there's a lot of women in leadership that God has put in leadership. And so it is in the word of God. So it is today. God is calling for men and calling for women to take their rightful place in him. But you have to have a standard. You have to have wisdom. You need not only wisdom, but you need knowledge. You need understanding. You need to be faithful. You need to know God. You need to be able to hear the voice of God. So when we put all those things together, we see a soundness. We see a woman that was ready to go into battle. We see a woman that was believed God. You know, sometimes you could hear, but yet the Bible says faith comes by hearing by the word of God. She heard, she believed, and she walked in what she heard God say to her. So we thank God for this wise woman. We thank God for this woman that was available. And yes, we thank Ms. Helen Hooper for giving us and showing us, bringing us into this discussion, into the panel discussion today. At this time, we're getting ready to move even a little further. Yes, we're getting excited. Yes, we're ready to let God display this thing out for us, give us that revelation even more, speak to us, speak to his people that they can hear from God. God is looking for leadership. God is looking for people that will take their stand. Men and women that's not afraid. Women that will be on the line for him. Strong. That strong ambassador. That strong representative for him. So we're going to, we have one of those women that's on the line. Another woman that's on the line that's going to speak for before us today, and that does hear from God, and we're going to take this opportunity to welcome Pastor Francina Shanks to the Breakthrough Broadcast, and she's going to tell us about submissiveness to God's plan, submissive to God's plan, and she will tell you where she is about to come from. Welcome to Breakthrough Broadcast.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for allowing me to be here and speak by invitation of Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. To God be the glory. I'm coming from Judges, the 4th chapter, and the 8th verse. Miss Helen Watson, Cooper, has already begun to mix this thing up. You know, she's put all the ingredients in there. So I'm just going to, go ahead and put it in the up, so to speak. That's just a metaphor that God has given me, a parable to use. Anyway, from the 8th verse, and Barak said unto her, if thou will go with me, then I will go. If thou will not go with me, then I will not go. As you heard the Lord speak to Miss Cooper, Barak, he didn't want to go unless Deborah went with him. He knew that God was with her. He knew that she was a judge that God had placed over the children of Israel. And so he just felt more confident if she went. Some people like to say he was faithless. But I don't think so. I think he just, say, if you go, I'll go. That's just like when Ruth told Naomi, they said, wherever you go, I'm going to go. Your God shall be my God. Praise God. So anyway, Deborah told him, say, well, since you said that, God is not going to give you the honor. But God is going to give it to someone else. He's going to give it to a woman. And so, anyway, I feel like Barak didn't even care about that. He just, followed leadership. He knew that Deborah was the judge over Israel, and he was the captain over Israel's army. But anyway, he just knew if she said it, then God's going to bring it to pass. So he took her at her word, praise God. He knew she had wisdom, so he just took her at her word. And I want to encourage you women out there today and men of God, whoever God put over you as a leader, follow them as they follow Christ, as the Bible says. Because God raised up leaders that will obey, and God is looking for men and women who will get in position, like the Holy Ghost said through Dr. McCoy. You got to get in your rightful place. And God has put leaders in position so that they can bring the people of God into their rightful place. And many of us have been chosen to do that, praise God. But I just admonish Deborah. Her name in the Hebrew is pronounced Deborah. And her name means bee. So if you look at bees, like the honeybee, the queen is the one that gets all the drones, those other bees into position so that they can make honey, praise God. And so I did a research on this about the bee. But look at Deborah's name, or Deborah's name. Her name means bee, praise God. So God called her to be a queen bee over his people, in other words, to judge them. They would come to her, and they would bring her questions, and she would listen to their questions, and then she would give them the wisdom and knowledge that God gave her to give them. It's just like with Solomon. God gave him all that wisdom and knowledge because that's what he asked for. So Deborah did that as a judge. She judged matters, things that were going on with the people of God in Israel. Praise God. And the Bible says she sat up on the tree, the palm tree. And so the people would bring their problems, their issues, and everything they were going through. And she would sit there, and the Lord would speak to her and tell her, what to tell them. She will mediate, or she in other words, she would listen to their problems, and then she would tell them what the Lord say. So she handled a lot of disputes. You know, people were arguing about this, probably arguing about sheep. Somebody took my ox or whatever, and maybe accused another person. So she had to handle that. She had to be the go-between, the mediator between that. Well, look at her. She was a mediator for the children of Israel in their problem. That's what Jesus Christ is for us. He's our mediator. Praise God. He goes through things we go through. You know, he'll give us the answer and to the solutions to the problem. Praise God. So this is what Deborah was, or Deborah was, to the people of Israel. And she brought order and justice to the lives of God's people. And then, too, they were oppressed by the Canaanites. And, you know, they had already been crying out to the Lord for deliverance. And as the Lord had said to Ms. Cooper from the scriptures, they always would go off and worship other deities, other pagan gods. And then God allowed them to be oppressed by different people, different nations. And so God allowed them to be oppressed by the Canaanites. And he allowed them to be 20 years, praise God, look at that. You know, and then when they got so oppressed and a lot of them were killed and a lot of them were made slaves, they cried out to the Lord for help. So he heard their cry, and so he raised up a judge among them, which was Deborah. And the Bible says in study, she was the fourth judge of Israel. Because at that time, Israel did not have kings as yet. So they had judges, and she was the fourth judge. And Barak was the captain of Israel's army. And so God gave the woman of God, the prophetess, instructions on how she was going to bring about the defeat of Sisera. Sisera had all these. He had a big old army. The Bible says that in a 4th chapter in the 12th verse, and they showed Sisera that Barak, the son of Bedoam, was going up to Mount Tabor. In verse 13, and Sisera gathered together all the chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, up, get up, for this is the day in which the Lord had delivered to Sarah into thy hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and that word discomfited means God confused them. God rerouted them. That word also means God defeated them. He embarrassed them. He overthrew them. Isn't God good? He overthrew and embarrassed and defeated Sisera and all his chariots and all his hosts with the edge of the sword before Barak. And that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fled away on his feet. Verse 16, but Barak pursued after the chariots and after the hosts unto Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the hosts of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Praise God. There was not a man left when God got through, because the battle is the Lord's. He was letting Barak know that the battle wasn't his, but it was the Lord. He the one delivered Sisera and all his hosts into the armies of Israel under the command of Barak. But the devil was there with Barak, seeing everything, and God brought it to pass. But as Sisera fled away on his feet, he came to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. I'm reading from verse 17. For there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. Verse 18, and Jael went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him drink and covered him. Verse 20, again he said unto her, stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be when any man does come and inquire of thee and say, is there any man here, that thou shalt say no. He wanted her to lie. See that? He wanted her to lie. Hide him and lie. Verse 21, then Joab, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took a hammer in her hand and went softly unto him and smote the nail in his temples and fastened it unto the ground. For he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him and said unto him, come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temple. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Cana, before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Cana, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Cana. Isn't God good? If you be obedient and do what God say, he will deliver your enemies into your hand. Because all we have to do is what he told us to do, be obedient. And Deborah is an example of obedience to God. God is raising up women and men in this day and age and time who will listen and obey. God do have women with a prophetic voice just like Deborah, or with a discerning mind and a courageous heart. I've seen such women. My grandmother was an example of a courageous woman. I have precious memories of her praying by her bedside and reading her word. And that's how I learned how to read, reading the Bible. God taught me how to read that Bible because I could not comprehend words. It was hard for me at the time as a little girl growing up. But God gave my grandmother instructions on to tell me the different words in the Bible. And then I had other godly women who resembled my sister, Margaret, and my sister Denise. They're godly women. They're prophetess. And I saw them show that strength and courage and wisdom of God. And my niece, who's gone on to be with the Lord, Altamise Mills, we call her Poochie. These were godly women. They received the Holy Ghost and got saved before I did. So they were an example to me. And my pastor, Pastor Vera Daniels, these are godly, strong women. I can name a lot of them. Pastor Tillis, these are strong women. So God is raising up women in this day and time. I've seen them. I have a niece that's in the Army. She's a sergeant. The Free Lord just came back from Iraq last year. You know, and I have another niece, her sister. She's in the Army also, went to Afghanistan, you know. And I think she was with child. Yeah, she was pregnant. So God got some women that he's raising up in this day and age. So women be encouraged. I heard Dr. McCoy say, they say women can do this. I heard that too, that women were not supposed to preach. They're supposed to be silent. But the Lord let me know, and he dealt with me, that was not true. And I got saved right here in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am a native Jacksonvillian. I am from the Ville. I received the Holy Ghost under the tent right there on US 1, under the tent, under David Terrell, praise God. And so, me, God bringing me forth, I was under strong women. I saw strong women leadership, and I'm seeing it more today, and I want to end it with this. I heard a prophecy in 1988 under the tent with Brother Terrell down in Gainesville, Florida. He said God visited him and showed him that in this latter time that he was going to bring the women to the forefront, and that was in 1988, and I've been seeing it come to pass. Women are just coming forth. Women have always been there, but God is bringing them forward. And that word that he spoke was, the first shall be last and the last first. So I just want to encourage women and men today, just be submissive to the Lord, do what he say, and walk in humbleness of mind and God will exalt you in due season, and your gift will make room for you. And I'm turning back over to Dr. McCoy. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Shanks, for sharing with us and giving us what God has given you to give to his people. Yes, we're talking about submissive to God's plan. How many of you today that say, yes, I am submissive to the plan of God? How many of you can say, yes, that I'm humble, I am obedient, and I am ready to submit to the call of God? I will not resist what God wants to use me. I want to go forward. I don't want to regress, but I want to go forward and do all that God will have us to do. And that's one of the slogans. And that's one of the things that when a person goes into the army as well. And we are in the army of the Lord. We are God people. We are always should be ready to go and to be on that front line. Because one of the things that we know for sure, that God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So again, we want to thank Pastor Francina Shanks for coming to us and blessing us with submissive to God's plan. And then we're going to go forward, and we just thanking God for the great, for the mighty things that he is doing. And we thank God because God has given his people so much revelation. And we have a woman of God that's going to be coming, and she's going to expound on that same topic, submissive to God's plan. And I know that you're looking forward, and I know that you're going to hear the word. We have heard God move today from Ms. Cooper, from Pastor Francina Shanks, but we are coming now, and we're going to hear from Pastor Monica Bryant. And we would like to take this opportunity to welcome Pastor Bryant to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
God bless you, Dr. McCoy, and may the Lord bless the panel and the listeners. We will be talking about submissive to God's plan. And as I was studying this text, I just want to say that with Deborah, yes, she's a prophetess and a judge for Israel, that God gave her a nation to judge. What a great responsibility. And for God to give her that responsibility, I know God had to have faith that she would be obedient to his word. And not only was Deborah a woman greatly used by God, but she was also a woman that respected the people that God put in authority over her, such as Barak. And I know that today that women are greatly used. Yes, we are. And you know, like we've just heard, that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. I don't believe that God is raising up women to take the place of men. But I believe that what God is doing is that he is showing the world his creation. He is showing what the gifts that he has put in the women to come to the forefront, not to be leaders over men, but to be a leader in the kingdom of God. Praise God for that. And I look at this text and I look and I say, you know, Deborah was showing strong leadership. She was really showing strong leadership because she was humble enough to believe that God did not call her alone to deliver Israel, that she realized that God would do much of the work through Barak. Praise God for that. And she says in verse 6, she says to Barak, she says, has not the Lord God of Israel commanded? So what she's saying to Barak is that, didn't God already tell you to do this? And as a prophet, and as a prophetess of God, what God was doing was bringing confirmation to Barak that what he said for him to do, that that was God speaking to him. And that God will always bring confirmation to us, especially when his will needs to be done for other people, not for ourselves, but for other people. I thank God for this lesson because it really helped me to understand Deborah even the more and to understand the position of Barak. Because not Barak being a faithless man or a timid man or anything like that, but just to see that his relationship was not up to par with God. So what he was doing was he was trusting the relationship that Deborah had with God instead of his own. And that's where Barak was really lacking at. So what Barak did was after he had encouraged his army and trusted in God, that God had put his army together, that what God did was that he led them into a fight with an army, not with just any army, not just an army that they could simply defeat, not an army that Barak did not need God to have the victory in, but an army that was very sophisticated, that was an impressive military technology, because they had something that the army of Israel didn't have, and that was the chariots of iron. But like Deborah said, she said, up, and that is a prophetic word, that's up. And he's saying up, I believe that when she said up, that at that moment in time, victory was not only spoken, but it was given and it was shown by God. And as you read later on into the text of Judges, that you will see what God did do, that God did prepare the way for them. He prepared the way for them through an element called rain, making it muddy, making it slippery, making it to where the iron chariots were no longer able to be even used, that victory was already given into the hands of Barak. And that I believe that victory was also given to Barak at the moment that he began to trust in God, that to believe that God had given him the victory against all odds. I thank God for just the victory that he gives in all of our lives, because all we need to do is just trust him, that when God speaks, that all we need to do is just be obedient and just do exactly what God called us to do. And sometimes what we do, we want to sit and we want to have not only confirmation, but we want to have confirmation after confirmation after confirmation because we don't trust God, because our faith is not up to par. And then we want to try to use somebody else's faith to help us in God's plan, help us to be submissive to God, when all God needs is obedience. And knowing Barak being a commander of an army, knowing him, he was looking at strategy. He was looking at, well, what can I do in my own strength? That's what he was doing, because he was raised to fight. He was raised with knowing about weaponry. He was raised to know how to defeat the enemy the best way that they knew how. And when you have that type of a carnal mind, what you're doing is that you can't see what God is doing spiritually. So you have to go to the man and the woman of God to get help from them, to get leadership, to get guidance. And even though that Barak was over Deborah was showing a great leadership by humbling herself to a man that was over her, and to help him spiritually, leading and guiding him into battle through the Spirit of God. And I thank God for that, because if it wasn't for the Spirit of God, where would we be where would I be today? I wouldn't be here. And I thank him for all the victories that he has given to us in our life. And it says that Deborah played a big role in this victory, because she was an encourager. She was an encourager. She was not only an encourager, but she built up the faith of Barak and his men. She built up their faith. Praise God. Oh, my God, this is just such a great word right now. And not only was her encouragement was that God as a king would go out before his people into battle, and that's exactly what God did. God always goes out before us. He always sends an angel out before us to straighten out the crooked places. He is not going to send us out there alone. He's not going to send us out there without help. He's not going to send us out there without preparation. He's not going to send us out there knowing that we will not have victory in the battle. He will always send an angel to prepare the way that you are to go, and he will give you his word. We got to stop trying to analyze God. We've got to stop trying to know what's around the corner and just be obedient and be humble to the word of God, to the voice of God, and to the people of God. Yes, you may be in great leadership. Yes, you may be a pastor of a church, but be humble enough to the Spirit of God that if God sends a messenger, that you would hear the message that God has for you and for the people that you affect their lives on an everyday basis. The battle against Sisera was important. It was very important to Israel that they had the victory in this battle. But it didn't end the struggle. It was an important event to Israel that Israel must develop and walk in. Each battle that we have the victory in is a great victory. And if we are living a true life in Jesus Christ, and we are saved by his grace and by his mercy, that we should walk in truth and in spirit, and we should worship him in truth and in spirit, and that every battle that we should have the victory in it. Our life should be, we should have medals of victory in our walk with Jesus Christ, because it is him that paves the way for us. It is him that we follow. It is him that we get our instructions from. It is him that we are that is to lead and to guide us every day. And I thank God for Deborah. I thank God for making her an example. I thank God for that, because it gives me today, Pastor Monica Bryant, an opportunity to say, you know what? God has no respecter of persons, that no matter what negativity I may hear, that I know that God did choose me for such a time as this, that God chose me and raised me up for his glory and to do his will and to please him and to be a strong leader. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You do have to have humility. You do have to submit. And it does include wisdom. You have to use the wisdom that God has given you to even to submit to the people that are over you, that are in leadership, that is anointed and appointed and ordained by God. And that's how we are to get the victory. But I thank God for showing me Barak. I thank God for showing me that not only was he a leader and he was over Deborah, but that he was willing to admit that he needed encouragement, that he needed help. Being a commander of an army, you have to show brazen bravery. You have to show strength. You have to show courage. And at a moment of his weakness, that God came and was able to strengthen him and to provide him what he needed through this wonderful, greatly used prophetess and judge of Israel. I just thank God for Deborah. I thank God for Barak and their relationship that was obtained in the Word of God. And I just thank God for revealing this to me on a spiritual level, because now I can humbly continue to walk in this life of worship and praise to Jesus Christ. And I want to turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy, and I want to say thank you.
Amen. Thank the Lord. We praise God. We praise God. Every round goes higher and higher. And we thank God that we can trust God, that we can have faith in God, that we can rely on God. And sometimes, you know, there are times when men think that even in certain areas and eras that people live, that God did those things then, but will he move in my life? Will he use me the way that he used Barak, the way that he used Deborah? What he will do in you. God has no respect of person. And there is no male nor female in Christ Jesus. When you call them, God called, he anoint them to do it. Where he called his people and anoint them for the purpose that he established in them. And I thank God, because this woman of God, yes, she was remarkable. She was remarkable in her own right. And I like what the Word of God says, because I go many times I think about the Word of God in Galatians 2 and 20, when Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's the Christ that lives within me, and the life I now live in his flesh. I live by faith, the Son of God,
who loved and gave himself for us. And see, we can only give God the praise and the glory and the honor for the great and mighty things that he has done. Because when you look at it, both of these individuals, Barak as well as Deborah, they were able, especially her, was able to sing praises unto God. When you have a relationship with God, when you know God, when you know that you didn't do certain things of your own, see, we can't even think the way that we ought to think on our own. You know, sometimes, you know, with the degrees, with our education, with the schooling and things of that sort, sometimes people think that it's them, but it's no. See, it's not you. It is the Christ that lives within. And so it's the God that's able to move in that individual as God, they allow God to use them for certain purposes. And I thank God because this woman of God, she was a woman of God that was wise. She was submissive. She was humble. And she was obedient. When you are obedient, you can hear from God. Yes, she was a prophetess, but God trusted her to be able to relay the word of God and to cause the man of God to get in a hurry, to go and do what he had called them to do. God had a plan. See, God wanted to be able to deliver his people. And that same God want to be able to deliver his people today. But we have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. We have to be ready to submit and to humble ourselves before him. I don't know about you, but I am rejoicing at Deborah. I am rejoicing, and praises and glory is in my heart to the God, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the Alpha and Omega, the one who made the heaven and the earth. And we're just going to move on, and we're just going to let the Lord just have his way, because he has a way that is mighty sweet. I pray, God, today that your faith is going to that next level. And we have a woman of God on our panel, praise God, that God has used in the past, that God is using even now to speak forth the word of God, to give revelation of the word of God, and we're just getting ready to be blessed even the more. And our next topic for the panel will be humble and grateful. You know, when you think about the topic just by yourself, I don't know about you, but when you are humble and grateful, humble and grateful, that is what God is looking for. And we are getting ready to introduce to you for the Breakthrough Broadcast Evangelist, Geraldine Spencer. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome her to the Breakthrough Broadcast Evangelist Spencer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and amen. Blessings to the Breakthrough panel. And I'm going to be reading to you Judges 5, 1 through 5, and verse 31. And I'm going to be reading the King James Version. And it says, "Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinadab, on that day, saying, Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I, will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped, the clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel. Verse 31, So let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might, and the land had rest for 40 years. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. And the topic here is humble and grateful. And here we see that they gave praise after the victory, after they was handed over into the hands. Amen. They was delivered. The Israelites were delivered. Here, Deborah and Barak sang a song of praise to God. Deborah, her song, it also reveals her humility. It also focused on what God had done. And we know that, amen, that when God tells us to do something and we be obedient and do it, and how, in other words, we give him, in other words, the glory, we give him the honor, and we are grateful. We are grateful, and we, in other words, are humbled. And here we see how they did that. Endeavor, she was a leader, and she was a judge, and she was set over it, and she knew her position, and she knew what God had called and chosen her to do. And here, Deborah, she operated in that what God had called and chose her to do. And by her being obedient and staying in that place and doing what God had called her and chosen her to do, she was able also, in other words, to encourage, amen, in other words, to, amen, to help Barak along and to strengthen him, as Pastor Ryan was saying, in other words, with his faith. And amen. And I just give God praise, because here I look at how Barak, he recognized and knew that God was with Deborah, and he knew that God had chosen Deborah, and he knew that God was with her. So, you know, there are times that we can, amen, be doing something for the Lord, and sometimes we do have to say, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. Amen. And here I looked at, this is what Barak did. He was like, okay, you know, I believe, and I know this is what you said, but help my unbelief. And he asked her to go, and she went, but she also told him that, in other words, the honor and the recognition would be given to another woman, given to a woman. And here we know that he went forth, and we see that the victory was won and everything was taking place. And here they give praise and honor to God. They glorified him. Amen. For we know that there's never a battle that God has not won. And here they gave honor and recognition to the Lord, and they gave songs of thanksgiving unto the Lord Most High. In other words, for what he had done and how, in other words, it brought glory unto the Lord. And here I also recognize, and the Lord was showing me that here it, the beginning, it says that the title is Deborah Leadership Model. So here we see what the model, the characteristics, what, in other words, it takes to be, as far as in leadership, for it takes to be, in other words, a leader for God. For the first part was wise and available. And the word of God in Matthew 10 and 16, it says to be wise as serpents, but harmless as a dove. And also, in other words, in James 1 and 5, it says that if anyone likes wisdom, ask of God, and he will give it unto you. So here, in order, in leadership, first we need to make ourselves wise and available. In other words, being available, in other words, saying that, okay, that I'm ready, I'm going, it doesn't matter what time, God, you're saying for me to do this, but I'm making myself available to you. I'm making myself, in other words, a servant for you to do your will. Amen. And to be wise, in other words, to use wisdom in what you're speaking, because it's the wisdom of God, amen, that will set forth and bring forth truth, amen, and set people free. Amen. And here, the second part of leadership and being a model here that represents Deborah was also submissive to God's plan. Amen. And to be submissive, in other words, you're saying that
My will is not important. It ain't even about me. It's about, in other words, God, what you want to be done. It's about, okay, obeying what you say, God, not, in other words, trying to add my input or trying to add my will and to, for me to be exhorted, but to do it to way you say to do it, Lord, to seek you how to do it, to seek you when to do it, amen, and to be obedient. To do it exactly like you say to do it. Do not, because the word of God said, do not add to his word and do not take from his word. So in other words, when God, amen, gives you, amen, his plan and he tells you what to do, amen, we are to be obedient and to move and to do it the way he said to do it. That's, in other words, being submissive, because we have to look at, if we cannot be submissive unto God, we will not be able to be submissive unto man, amen, because that's what represents, amen, the part of the cross, amen, the parallel and the vertical part of the cross, amen, to being submissive. Amen. And here, this is a part of leadership. This is a part that God used Deborah to, amen, to model and to be an example for, submissive to God's plan. Amen. And we know that we can, amen, get a job and we can be on that job and we'll be submissive to those that are in authority over us, you know, what they say and tell us what we can do and what we cannot do. And we'll follow it. Some of us will follow it to the T. Amen. But here, God is saying, in other words, being submissive to him, his plan, because he knows the outcome. He knows that, amen, we're going to be victorious, amen. He knows, amen, what is best for us, but amen, it's about, in other words, letting that flesh part of us die. And I think of the scripture in Romans 12 and 1 and 2, where it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, amen, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That is your reasonable, amen, your reasonable service, amen, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is a part of being submissive to God's plan, amen, presenting yourself as a living sacrifice, amen, and humbling, and amen, and saying that, you know, you're willing to do, amen, and first you're allowing your mind to be transformed and renewing it, your mind, and transformed by renewing it, your mind, amen, thank you, Lord, amen, and not conformed to the world. But in other words, to the mind of Christ. Amen. So that's the second part, amen, of leadership, amen, model that Deborah exemplified. And the third part is the humble and grateful, amen. And we know that grateful is, in other words, being honored, you know, it's a pleasure and it's an honor to do, amen, the work of the Lord, amen, and amen, to glorify him, amen, for what he's doing. And we know what his word has said, and we know some of what his word speaks, and all the victories and stuff that he has done, and the people that he have used, amen. So, amen, we are just grateful, amen, when God chooses us, amen, to do something for him, for his kingdom, amen. It's a privilege and it's an honor, amen, amen. And the humble part, and I would like to read, that is Proverbs 16 and 19. And in Proverbs 16 and 19, it says, amen, thank you, Lord. It says, Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with pride. Amen. So we know that, in other words, you need to be of a humble spirit. Amen. And humble means, in other words, you know what, I'm at that place, in other words, to give all the glory and the credit, amen, to the one
who, amen, is the one that is able to do it, and that is God. Amen. And he's the one that gets all the glory, because we know that when we be obedient and follow his will and his way, amen, and we give him the glory, people will know and recognize that it is God who did this thing. It is God who did that. Amen. And we cannot take credit. Amen. Because, in other words, when we take credit and want to say that I did this and I did that, in other words, we're walking in pride and we're not humble. Amen. So we give God the glory for, amen, when he tells us to do something and we be obedient and do it exactly the way that he tells us to do it, and we give him the praise and the honor and the glory. Amen. And that's the way we, in other words, how God will turn around and exemplify us and let it be seen, amen, that we represent his glory. Amen. And I think about how he told Abram, he said, in other words, that I will make your name great. And stuff. And if you notice throughout the Bible, everybody was just known by their first name. And how, in other words, no matter where they went, amen, that first name, in other words, recognized, and they people knew them, amen, and have heard what the Lord, amen, and how God had used them and what God had did, amen. So, and it was, amen, the glory of God, amen, how when we give God the glory, amen, and let it be known that God, amen, was the one that did this, amen, that how God, amen, will, amen, in other words, let his glory be seen on us, and people will know, amen, that we are, amen, a servant of the Lord, and we are, amen, the light, amen, we are that salt, amen, amen, the salt, amen, that preserves, amen, that does the will of the Father, amen. Thank you, amen, and back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Spencer, for blessing us on today, talking about humble and grateful. So many of us can also agree that God is looking for people that have a humble attitude, and not only humble, but grateful and thankful for the great, for the mighty things that he has done in their lives. I believe that we have a caller on the line that they would like to make a comment. We're going to give them a minute to bless the breakthrough broadcast with whatever comment that they have. Caller. Okay, caller, thank you. We didn't quite understand the comment that you made, but if you'd like to share with us again, you're certainly welcome to do that. We couldn't hear you very clearly. At this time, we're going to go back, and we're going to ask Ms. Helen Watson Hooper to share with us and tell us, and we're just going to take just a minute. A minute or less, and to share with us at what time in your life that God did something in your life that you had a song of praise because of the way that God intervened in your life in when whatever situation that it was that you were in. Would you like to share with the radio broadcast, Ms. Hooper? Ms. Helen Hooper. Evangelist Spencer, would you share with us about your relationship with God? If you've done something special, I know he has, that it put a song of praise and a thanksgiving in your heart, because Deborah Deborah, however, God did something in your life, and from that God caused you to have a song of praise in your heart. God gave you that victory. Would you like to share with us, Evangelist Spencer?
Amen. Yes, amen, Dr. McCoy. Amen. And I would like to, one incident is that the Lord had blessed me through the years after giving my life to Christ to write poems and to just write. And sometimes he would wake me up, you know, through the night and stuff, and I would just write. And so in October of 2011, amen, God spoke to me and told me that it was time, amen, for it to go forth, amen, and to be submitted, amen, to a publication, amen. And I mentioned it to some people and stuff, and some other authors and stuff, and they was telling me that, you know, be prepared for the rejection letters and stuff, and know that, you know, you probably won't get your first, you know, opportunity, that you're going to have to just keep, you know, submitting and stuff. And amen. And so I sought the Lord, and I said, okay, I said, now, Lord, you said to go forth, and it was time. And so the Lord told me to pick out three, amen, publicists, and I did. And so then I said, okay, now, Lord, which one? And I sought the face of the Lord, and he told me which one to go with, amen. And so, amen, and I was obedient, and I did submit it, amen, to that book company. And so I give God the glory when you know, I was starting to think about what the people had said, the other authors had said, and lo and behold, when I sent it in, within 2 days, I had got a notice back saying that they were willing to, amen, accept it, and they were overjoyed, amen, with the reading, amen, and what God was doing, amen, in my life, and what God had given me to write, amen, and that if I was agreeable, and they would, you know, would FedEx a contract out to me, amen, and within the next day, they had it drawn up and sent out to me, amen, and had 10 days to read over it and to decide, amen, whether or not I wanted to, amen, go with them and stuff. And so, you know, and I was assured, and I said, okay, God, you said this was the company, and I'm going to go with this company. And truly it has been, amen, a blessing, amen, because God showed me that even though, you know, not believing in allowing the spirit of fear to attack, and because of what, you know, the other authors were saying, that you were going to get a letter of rejection and stuff. But I give God the glory, amen, the praise, because on the first, my first time submitting, amen, it was, amen, amen, awarded unto me, amen, it was given unto me, and it was received, amen. So, and I give God the glory, so, amen. And now, in other words, it's a process, and amen, getting things worked out, and the editing done, and all this and stuff. But then I give God the praise, and it has, amen, just, amen, released a song, amen, of praise and worship, amen, about being obedient and seeking him, amen, unto the Lord, amen, for what he's done, amen. And that's one of the incidents that, amen, personal song of praise to God, amen. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you so much, Evangeline Spencer, for sharing with us how God moved on her behalf. And you know, when God gives you when ideas and you come to you, and you know that you're saved, you know your life has been changed, you know that you're born again, and that you can hear the voice of God, you know on the innermost part of your soul and your spirit that this idea didn't come from me, but it came from God. And I just thank God for being able to move on your behalf to give you supernatural favor. I know it was even a greater encouragement, even to those that that knew after, even after, you know, sometimes people, not intentionally, but sometimes they don't have that faith in that confidence in God. If you listen to them, then you may not even have submitted it for publication and acceptance, but because of the fact that you heard the voice of God and you knew that you were moving by the Spirit of the Lord, even as Deborah, Deborah did, yet God moved on your behalf. And to God be the glory for the great, for the mighty things that he has done. And just for 1 minute, I'm not quite sure, but I just want to go to Ms. Hooper, and we're going to take just 1 minute to hear from her, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to go before the Most High God. Ms. Helen Hooper.
Yes, Dr. McCoy, I was listening to Evangelist Spencer, what she was saying about the publication, what God had done for her, and I was just thinking back in 2004, going into 2005, how I was working for a company, a natural gas company. It was actually a gas marketing firm, natural gas marketing firm, and God just gave me favor at that job with the president of the company, and as I was working for him, God just kept giving me things for women and for girls. And at that time, my daughter was, I think she was like ninth grade, and all of her friends just kept coming to me. They would just gravitate towards me, and she would come to me with questions, and, you know, they would come to me with questions, and I just became their go-to person, even though they had family. They had mothers that were very good mothers that I knew because they were my daughter's friends. I got to know their mothers very well. But they just came, kept coming to me and coming to me and coming to me, not knowing that God was trying to birth something inside of me for women and also for teen girls and young adult women. And it just so happened that sitting at my desk at this national this gas marketing firm, God just gave me programs after programs after programs. He gave me just things that I know it was the Holy Spirit. I know it was God because I could have never thought of those things on my own. And that was in 2005. And in 2003, he just gave me an idea that I was going to have an organization that would help women and girls. And I didn't know, I didn't really put a whole lot into it. I mean, that was prophesied to me. But in 2005, I started writing all these programs, and it got to where I did open my organization to help women, to help girls, women especially in domestic violence situation, and God used me and other women that I brought on board just to bless, this is in North Carolina, to bless other women, to open doors, to help those women in domestic violence situations, to help those young girls through all sorts of crises, pregnancy, just abandonment with their families, girls in group homes and the juvenile justice system. And didn't know it back then, but God was just birthing something inside of me. And to this day, I still have the organization called Ladies' Choice. And that is just awesome to me that God would give me that. It is absolutely my passion. God gave me a passion for women and a passion for girls, and he blessed me to do that. And it is an honor that he chose me to do such. I counted all joy. I counted it as a badge of honor that he would give me such a task because I love helping women and I love helping girls. And even moving back to Jacksonville in 2008, God has started to move and open doors for me in that area again. Even people coming to me as early as yesterday, a gentleman that I know of, I don't know him very well, asking me to help him. He already has an established board of directors, but he wants me to go in and help him reestablish his board of directors because he said he just sees something in me that, you know, that he needs my help. He wants my help. I don't really know this person that well. It just had to be God that connected us because I know a person that he knows that connected us. But God is just moving in that organization for me. He's opened so many doors, and I can just see what he's doing. And it's, like I said, it's a badge of honor for him to choose me to do such a job because I love helping his people, and I love to see women get their victory. I love to see young ladies get their victory when they're going through crisis and how God just comes in there, and he gives them deliverance, and I just thank God for that because he didn't have to give me that. He didn't have to apply that to my hands, but he did, and I just thank him for it, and that just gives me joy, absolute joy, just to be able to help young women and women walk their victories and get their deliverance and get what they need from God. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Hooper, for sharing with us of the, for the great, for the mighty things that God has done, because he does do great and he does do mighty things. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And first of all, we're going to take this opportunity to ask Pastor Monica Bryant to give the invitation for those out there that are not saved, that those that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We're going to give her the opportunity to ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart. And then I'm going to come back, and immediately after then, we're going to have Pastor Francina Shanks to close us out in prayer. At this time, we're going to bless the Lord, and we're going to thank God for Pastor Monica Bryant as she gives the invitation for those that are not saved to give their life to Christ.
Yes, thank you. For everyone that is out there listening, I know that these times are hard, and I know that right now you're in a position to where you want change in your life. You want a difference in your life. And if you are yearning and you want this change, you want this difference, you want Jesus Christ to come into your heart, you want him to live with you, you want to be led and guided by him, I ask that everyone open up their heart and repeat after me and say, Jesus Christ, I ask that you come into my heart and live. I ask that you come and forgive me of all my sins. And I ask that you come and change my life forever. I ask that you help me to put on the mind of Christ, to put on the heart of Christ, and to have the spirit of Christ, to live in you for all eternity. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Bryant. We're going to, at this time, Pastor Francina Shanks, and she is going to give us a pray for those that are out in our radio audience. And soon after she does that, we're coming back to Dr. Mary McCoy, who's going to be closing out today. Pastor Francina Shane.
I just want to take the time to tell the radio audience, those of you that are listening, praise God, that this ministry was established by God and given to Dr. Mary Smith McCoy to help you, to encourage you in the Lord. To those of you that don't know the Lord, to let you know his arms are outstretched to you. And I just thank the Lord for this ministry, and I thank the Lord for the word today, and I hope that it penetrated your heart and that you received from the Lord and that it will birth and come forth in you. And I just thank the Lord for his glory and for the great things he has done. Hallelujah. And those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, I just want to tell you, men and women of God, to be encouraged, submit to the Lord, follow his leading. God is good. He has no respect of persons. Praise God. He is calling men and women. He said in his word, whosoever will, let him come. And that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That word means delivered. God will deliver you, and he is a God of love. And so I am so glad that I am a helpmate. God made the woman for the man and the man for the woman. And so I just thank God for his goodness and mercy today, and I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Mary Smith McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Shanks. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and I realize that there are many of you out in our radio audience that are going through stressful times in your life. You may have infirmities, sickness on your body, and I want you to know even now that God is a healer, and I just want you to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or thank, and there is nothing to our for God to do. Whatever situation that you may be in, I want you to know that God, he is that healer. He is that deliverer. I don't care what it is. Somebody may say that I've been given a report that I have cancer. Somebody may say I have HIV, that IV. Somebody may say they have hepatitis, whatever the disease or whatever the infirmity is. Somebody may say I have a mass in my breast. I have cervical, a posterior type diseases or infirmities in my body. Oh, but I want you to know that there is nothing to hide for God. We're getting ready to go before God. And whatever in front of, whatever the enemy has tried to inflict upon you, I want you just to stand with me. I want you just to believe God. I just want to tell you that I receive a miracle-working power of God. The Lord healed my body just maybe a week ago. I had many infirmities that the enemy had tried to put upon my body. I had pain in my left arm. I had pain in my thigh. The enemy came and tried to, it was just like an operatic condition that the enemy even had to try to touch my hand, and it was in my female area. But you know what? I knew and know that the God that I serve, I know that God says, ask and it shall be given, and to seek and you shall find, and knock on the door shall be open. I know that the word of God tells me that all I need to do is have faith and stand upon God's word. I would like to even go into you further, but because of the time, we just want you to know that after the prayer was done and after I prayed and interceded before the Most High God, God spoke unto me and he told me that every area that I called out, that it was healed, every area. Even I had gone to the doctor and for some glasses and a change of glasses, and the doctor, the ophthalmologist had said that was anemic. And God miraculously healed my body, wherein I was kind of laying around for a little bit. But even in that length of time, I'm just trying to encourage you even now that God healed my body. When I got up, before I got up, the Lord told me to tell others of my healing. And I want you to know I've been feeling so good. I've been feeling so good on the inside. I received the healing from the Most High God. And if you're out there today, and I know there are some out there that don't know that God is a healer, he is a deliverer, and don't believe that whatever infirmity that you may be going through, that there's no cure for you. But I want you to know that God, even as he touched my body, when the enemy had tried to come in and touch my body, I knew I had a work to do for God. I knew that God had called me. I knew that God was the God that I can call on. He's greater. I thank God for every physician, every specialist. But I thank God because he's specialized in every area. So we're getting ready to go before the Lord and know that even if he healed me, he is present. And he will hear you. Our Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you for your healing power. We thank you for touching every individual today that has infirmity, they have sickness in their body. God, somebody, I've been told that they're not going to live, but they're going to die. I find that in the name of Jesus. God, I speak life to that person, God, even now. Father, in Jesus' name, someone has a leukemia. I want you to know that you are healed by the power of God, that even if God touched even my blood, God is able to touch your blood and to change your blood and to normalize your blood and to cause your blood to be healthy, cause your blood to be strong. Just know in the name of Jesus that you are healed by his stripes. He paid the price 2,000 years ago for you, for your healing, and for your deliverance. And Father God, in Jesus' name, by faith, touch every individual, Lord God, that are going through infirmity and sickness in their body. God, even now, those with bipolar disease, Lord, we pray healing. God, those with schizophrenic disease, God, disorders, Lord, I pray healing upon them. God, even now, those that are stressed, they're going through depression and oppression. We pray healing by the mighty name of Jesus. And for this, God, we will glorify your name. God, we call it done. We thank you, Lord God. We rejoice, Lord God, even as Deborah, Father God, rejoiced, and even as she sang songs of praise unto you. We give you praise, God, and we give you honor for the woman of God, Deborah, how she was able to praise you for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come and to join us on every Saturday at 4 o'clock on the Breakthrough broadcast, where men sometimes and women that are of God, men and women of God, that are given revelation, that rhema word, that logos word, that are able to change your life. We would like to take the opportunity to thank Ms. Helen Cooper, Pastor Monica Bryant, Pastor Francina Shanks, and Evangelist Jardine Spencer for being with us this day on the Breakthrough broadcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For the upcoming week, we're going to ask you to join us at the Hour of Power, where yours truly, the host and speaker, preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, at 7 a.m., come and join with us. Get up with the word. Until then, God bless you and make sure.